Taylor Brad here at the K-State Catbackers here at the Scott City tour of it, third night of it, recruiting coordinator for Kansas State football. How long have you been a part of the football program?
I'm going on my 12th season with the football program. I've worked probably every asset there is to be a part of it, and recruiting coordinator, I think on my fifth season now, or fourth season.
It goes fast here, but what all does the recruiting coordinator position entitle? Because it's a lot busier, probably what many people think.
Yeah, I'm on social media like 24/7, as my wife would say. Sometimes she wishes she was the cell phone, and I say which one because I have two of them. So I'm on a phone 24/7, talking to high school coaches, talking to prospects, tweeting, DMing them, which would be like texting them. Corresponding with them, seeing what they're up to. And then when they come to campus, I'm kind of the name and face that they hang out with, kind of the fun guy, the entertaining guy, the guy who can relate with them along with their position coach or the recruiting coach too.
Well, it's social media has definitely changed the aspect of recruiting, of course, with what they've passed the last few years. And what are some of the things that maybe you've adapted that maybe some other schools have not yet?
I think we do a pretty good job. I know I'm all over Twitter, like literally all over it. And then we start Snapchat now. It's a big thing to do with kids now, too. So I follow kids on Snapchat, and you can send them individual snaps and do all that kind of stuff. And I think the best part is just keeping track of what they're doing. Likewise, what they keep track of what we're doing, the fun stuff, the entertaining stuff, and how K-State can relate to them through social media.
What's probably the biggest thing that you do with the kids when they come on the recruiting trip? Because I'm probably going in the right direction here. Big thing is apparel. What's probably the biggest thing that you see with them as they come into Manhattan on weekends?
I mean, they got to see the gear. They got to see the swag. They love throwing on the jerseys. We even throw them on the pants, the shoulder. We'll put them in whatever they want to do. As soon as they walk in the door, I'm just jumping on them and going crazy. So there's not a kid that's not going to walk in. I'll meet them outside normally, and it is on. I'm starting to yell at them as soon as they get out of their car. So, I mean, they're not leaving my sight till they leave, and we're just going to have a fun time and show them everything that we can. And with the new building and, you know, all of our coaches and the tradition of K-State helps. And our coaches love recruiting too. So, I mean, when we get a kid used on campus, that's our biggest sell is getting them there.
What's probably been the most popular item lately?
Oh, the locker room or the tunnel out. I mean, we got a purple light that highlights it. It's like a wave that exits out, and we throw them in those jerseys, and we just, I mean, it's just a cool little, it's a game day feel. And then the new deal with the limestone around looks so gorgeous out there now. I mean, our stadium is so attractive to all kids. I mean, they walk out there, it's tall, so it just stands right over the top of them. So it's a good feel.
So is maybe purple smoke as they exit the locker room on the field in the future?
I wish. I mean, I'm all about whatever it is, it's purple. I mean, my wedding ring's purple. So whatever they want to do in purple, I'm ready. I'm game. So that's not in my hands, though.
I noticed last year with the recruits and stuff, they liked the white helmet, the camo helmets that you guys had, I think, for the Oklahoma State game. Is that something we maybe see more often? I don't know if you handle that or not, but
yeah, that's, again, not my – but I would like to think we would. It definitely would have helped winning with those helmets on, but, you know, we can set that straight next year by winning with those helmets on, which I think we would, so – but even the players, they got up for it. Our recruits loved it. I mean, it was an exciting deal to come out to. And, you know, our kids didn't know when they took the field what they were going to be wearing. They didn't know anything was happening, just like the recruits. And it was a big deal. I mean, those kids were getting up there close, Snapchatting it and putting on Twitter how awesome those things were. So that's always a good pub to have. I mean, it's always good stuff.
All right, thank you. Enjoy your time. Is this your first trip out to Western Kansas?
Oh, definitely not my first trip to Western Kansas, but to Scott City, yes. But definitely, I mean, I'm a third-generation Kansas kid, so I've had family live in Dodge and Coffeyville, you name it. So, but I'm just through and through. I bleed purple, so it's good to be here.